threw vinasnu, the kupa. They harvested the sarim, and they put the sarim into baskets. Heavy uhu lazar. They then brought the sarim into the lazar. Are you mahabavim osopa or they lakayim bo mitzvahs kali? Debre rabbi mer. The sarim would then be sent in a fire in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of kali. As the Torah says, all this kali, the age, that the sarim should be sent in a fire. This is according to rabbi mer. Vechachamim aimrim. The Chachamim say, before we send the sarim in a fire, first we should bang it with reeds and with stalks of crook in order to separate the seeds from the stalks. And they use reeds as opposed to maklos sticks in order that the tool shouldn't get smashed. As since the tool has just been harvested, it's still a little damp and could easily be smashed. Nasnu l'avav. The sarim was then put into a copper cleat called an avav. As the Chachamim disagrees with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds that the Sarim themselves were put into the fire, while the Chachamim holds that in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kali, you cannot put the Sarim themselves into a fire. Instead, it's put into a Kli, and that Kli is put into a fire. V'abuv hayom anukuv k'dei she'ehei ha'or sholei v'kluv. This Kli called an abuv had holes in it, in order that when it's put in the fire gets everywhere and bakes all the Sarim equally. Shatchuhu ba'azara v'haruach minashevetu. After they sent the sarim in the fire, they then took it out of the abov, spread it out in the azar in order that the wind would blow on it. Add the sarim sweat a little bit in the abov, so we want it to dry out in the wind. Nosnu berechayim shel krusos, v'hotziu mimenu isarim shehi menufa mishlosh esrei nafa. Then, after the grain was dried out, they put it into a mill shel krusos, which is a mill that doesn't grind it real fine, as we don't want it to grind real fine, instead we want it to grind a little thicker. And then, sifted it 13 times, and after it was sifted 13 times, we get out of it one isaron of choice flour, which is used for the minchas ha'omer, and that is the amount of flour we need for the minchas ha'omer. Ba'ashar nifta v'necha l'cho adam v'chaya v'chalo pater min ha'maisu. The rest of the flour, as an isaron, is only 1/10 of 3 sarim. So the rest of the flour was redeemed and eaten by anybody. Anybody is allowed to eat it, and after it's redeemed, it's no longer hekdesh. And it's chayav and challah, even though hegdish is not chayav and challah. But here, since at the time the dough is kneaded, it's already chulin is horim to be deemed. And the chayav and challah starts when the time is kneaded, so therefore it's chayav and challah. But it's tata from maisur. As at the time it was chayav and maisur, so it was still hegdish, and hegdish is tata in maisur. And even though it was later redeemed, since at the time of the chayav maisur it was hegdish, it's no longer chayav and maisur. Rabbi Akiva machayav b'challah uva maisur. Rabbi Akiva is Machiah, this flour that was redeemed from Hegdish in both Challah and Meisr, even though at the time of the Chiyah of Meisr, it was Hegdish. Even so, Rabbi Akiva holds, after it's redeemed, it's Chiyah of Meisr. As at the time, we were Magdis, this free psalm we only had in mind to be Magdis, the Chilak of it that was to be used for the Minchas Oimer, the Isar of choice flour that is used for the Minchas Oimer, and the rest of the Tfuah was never Hegdish in the first place, so therefore, after it's redeemed, it's Chiyah of Meisr, even though according to this logic, it shouldn't have to be redeemed at all. As it was never hegdish, they were only magdish the one isaron that they needed for the mincha. The answer is that people shouldn't think that hegdish is going lechulim below pidyon, so therefore the rabbanim were machayim to be redeemed. But ein hanami me'ikra hadin, there was no chiyuv to redeem it. Balo li isaron, v'nasan shamno ulavanasan. After all the above mentioned things are done, those things could be done even on leil tes zayin. Now the next things can only be done on the next day, on yom tes zayin nisan itself. The person who is involved in preparing the Minchas Ha'omer would go toward the Isarin of flour which is used for the Minchas Ha'omer. And first, he would put Shemen and Levona inside an empty Kli, and only after that would he put the Selos on top of the Shemen and Levona. Yatzak Ubalo. After he puts the flour in, he would then pour some more Shemen in and mix it all together. And after that, there was a third Matan Shemen, as all Menachos require 3 Matan Shemen. After it was mixed together, he would be Yotze, more Shemen on top of the flour. Hainif behikish. Tnufa would have to be done as Minchas Ha'omer requires tnufa. And then Hagasha. The mincha would be brought to the dromis maravis corner of the mizbeach by the kohen. The kamat. Then the kohen would do kmitza. The hikster. And then the kohen would be makdir the kaimet. First he would salt the kaimet, and then he would put it on the mizbeach to be consumed by the fire. Vashar, mechal, lakonim. And the rest of the mincha, the part of the mincha that is left after the kmitza, is eaten by the kohanim, and the kodesh kadasha, like all minchas. Masechta Menachos Parag Yud Mishnah Hey Mishakara Ba'Omer Yotzin Umaytin Shuk Yerushalayim Shehumalei Kemach Bakali Shelo Baratzon Chachamim Divrei Rabbi Meir. After the Menachos Omer is brought on Tezayin Nisan, and the Menachos Omer is marked the new crop of grain to be eaten, you can go out on that very day and find the Shuk of Yerushalayim is full of flour and roasted tefuah from the new crop. But the Chachamim were not pleased by this according to Rabbi Meir, as since the Kemach and Kali was already available immediately after the Menachos Omer was brought, it was obviously harvested before Tezayin Nisan. Now, even though Minhag Torah is okay to harvest the new crop before Tezayin Nisan, you're only not allowed to eat from the new crop until after the Menachos Omer is brought. But the Chacham offered to harvest the new crop before the Omer is brought, the Chacham were afraid you might come to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beratzon Chachamim Hayu Osen. Rabbi Yehuda says the Chachamim did allow to harvest the Tefuah before Tezayin Nisan, just you can't eat it until after Tezayin Nisan. So therefore, that, with the Kemach and Kali, was available right away after the Menachos Omer is brought, was Beratzon Chacham. Misha Kara Ba'Omer Hutar HaChadash Miyad. When the Menachos Omer is brought Tezayin Nisan, the Chadash, the new crop, is mutter immediately on that very day. As soon as the Menachos Omer is brought, you can eat from the new crop. You do not have to wait until the next day. V'harachoykim Mutarim Mechatzos Hayom Ulahalan. And those people that live a distance from Yerushalayim, and they had no way of knowing exactly what time during the day of Tezayin Nisan when the Menachos Omer is brought, they would be allowed to eat from the new crop after Chatzos, after midday. As we'll see later on in this Mishnah, most certainly the Menachos Omer was brought before Chatzos. Mishachara Beit HaMikdash. After the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and now the Menachos Omer is not brought at all, Hitzkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyehei Yom Hanof Kulo Asur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mitaken that the Yom Hanof, Tezayin Nisan, is called Yom Hanof. As Nof is from a lashon tenufa, the Menachos Omer is required that tenufa should be done to it. And he was mitaken that the whole day of Tezayin Nisan, you cannot eat from the new crop, you cannot eat from the new crop until Yudzayin Nisan, after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, according to the Kana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'halo minat Torah hu asur? Shenema at etzem hayom azeh. Rabbi Yehuda said, how can we say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one that was mitaken not to eat from the new crop until after Tezayin Nisan, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? Minhag Torah is also to eat from the new crop until after Tezayin Nisan. As the pasuk says that etzem hayom azeh, that the new crop cannot be eaten until etzem hayom azeh. Now etzem hayom azeh is referring to Tezayin Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda holds ad ba'ad b'chlal, that Tezayin Nisan is b'chlal the iser to eat the new crop, so therefore it's not mutter to eat from the new crop minat Torah Tezayin Nisan. As there are two psukim, one pasuk says that etzem hayom azeh, and one pasuk says ad havi echem es korban alakechem, until you bring the korban, meaning the Menachos Omer. Now, how do we reconcile these two psukim? When the Beit HaMikdash was around and the Menachos Omer was brought, then we're making the pasuk ad havi achem es korban alakechem, that as soon as the Menachos Omer is brought, you can eat from the new crop, even on Tezayin Nisan itself. But after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed and the Menachos Omer is not brought, then we're making the other pasuk at etzem hayom hazeh, that the whole day is usur from eating from the new crop. Now, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also held that it's usur min haTorah to eat from the new crop of Tezayin Nisan. So why does it say hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? The Gemara explains darash behitkin. He would dorate these two psukim and he reconciled these two psukim by explaining it in the very way that Rabbi Yehuda understood, that when the Menachos Omer is not brought, it's also at etzem hayom hazeh until the end of Tezayin Nisan. Mibnei ma harachokim mutarim mechatzos hayom ulahala. Mibnei shehein yodin shehein bezdim es atzobo. That which we said, that during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, when the Menachos Omer was brought, those that lived a distance from Yerushalayim and did not know when exactly on Tezayin Nisan it was brought, that they can eat from the new crop after Chatzos, because certainly the Menachos Omer was brought by Chatzos, because the Bezdin is not misasalvo. The Bezdin made sure that the Kohanim were not misasal, were lazy, and made sure that the Kohanim were zaris, and went ahead and brought the Menachos Omer as soon as possible. So therefore, the Bezdin did not allow that the Kohanim would bring the Menachos Omer past Chatzos. So therefore, the Rechokim can eat from the new crop after Chatzos, as most certainly the Menachos Omer has already been